Riots erupted today in Germany near the site of next week's summit of the Group of Eight. Tens of thousands of demonstrators descended on the northern city of Rostock. They were mostly peaceful, but some masked protesters attacked police with rocks and bottles, leaving 140 officers hurt. Hardy Gropner is a reporter for the German network DW. He joins us on the line now from Rostock. Can you describe the scene for us there today?
Well, as you said, most protesters here in Rostock have really been extremely peaceful throughout the day, a very colorful street festival. And then all of a sudden, the scene turned violent straight after the arrival of about 2,000 to 3,000 potentially violent people decided to go after the policemen, attack them with stones, set cars on fire, shattered shop windows in the city center. The police took about 10 minutes to react, and then they answered with water cannons, jimmy clubs, and tear gas. And they had to do so, otherwise we would have probably would have seen not only people injured, but also people dead at the end of the day.
What are they there to do other than cause trouble? Are they protesting
nothing,
the G8?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. They've got nothing to do with the G8. They have no political objectives, none of that. They are just anarchists. It's known that they mainly come from the two German cities of Berlin and Hamburg. They've been in the scene for quite a while now, for two or three decades even. They are well organized, and as I said, they have a long history of fighting the police, to battle with the police.
Now, the other protesters who were there to make some sort of a political statement against the G8, how do they react when these anarchists come in and cause this kind of trouble?
They've been calling on all sides concerned to see to it that there would be no escalation. And, of course, they were pretty much disappointed when they saw their own protest action turn violent. That's the last thing they had wanted, of course. And largely, I believe, the messages voiced by the peaceful protesters will go unnoticed, totally unnoticed.
What are the other protesters talking about? What is their message?
Oh, they've got a whole range of issues they've been debating throughout the day. By and large, they do not oppose the agenda that's been fixed for the G8 summit at Heiligendamm, but they say it should be some of the issues should be debated in a different manner. They definitely are concerned about climate protection. They're concerned about climate change. They want more climate protection. They're concerned about debt cancellation. They want a better deal for the world's poorer nations, and a whole number of other issues, too.
Hardy Gropner is a reporter with the German network DW. Thank you for talking with us.
Thanks to you.